Birmada mart oyida musulmonlarga qarshi hujumlar jamiyatni dahshatga soldi. Musulmonlar va buddistlar bir-birini qirib o'nlab odam jon bergan. O'tgan yili Rakhayn shtatida ham musulmonlar va buddist aholi o'rtasidagi olishuv kamida 200 odamni hayotdan olib ketgan, 100 mingdan oshiq fuqaro qochoqqa aylangan edi. Shularning aksariyati musulmonlar. Amerika ovozi yaqinda inson huquqlari himoyasi bilan shug'ullanuvchi Human Rights Watch tashkilotining Osiyo bo'yicha rasmiysi Phil Robertson bilan ana shu haqda gaplashdi.
The government and the police have been effectively silent on this. It's left to the president to make a
Hukumat va politsiya bu muammo haqida lom-mim demay keladi. Guvohlar hatto huquq-tartibot xodimlari to'polonni ko'ra turib, qilt etmasdan turgan hollarni tasvirlaydi. Rakhayn shtatida o'tgan yil ro'y bergan diniy mojarodan xulosa shuki, musulmonlarga zulm qilish jazosiz qolyapti.
The lesson that has come out of Arakan state from last year was that there was an impunity to abuse Muslims.
Ularni istagancha ezish mumkin va hech kim pinagini buzmaydi. Maytila shahridagi janjal buni yana bir bor isbotladi, deydi Human Rights Watch vakili.
It's much too turbulent, it's much too dangerous when we talk about the sort of fragile nature of the sort of interaction between ethnic groups and between religious groups.
Birmada odamlar bemalol ko'chaga chiqib, din ahli va elatlar orasiga nifoq solishi, jamiyat shu qadar murtki arzimagan turtkidan alanga chiqib ketishi dahshatli, deydi Phil Robertson.
If the government is not prepared to get this under control and ensure accountability, we're going to see much more tragedies, many more tragedies like this.
Agar hukumat buni nazoratga olmasa, aybdorlarni javobgarlikka tortmasa, bundan keyin ham qo'rqinchli janjallar, bundan-da vahimali falokatlarning guvohi bo'lamiz, deydi huquq himoyachisi.
You're seeing a real loss of hope among the Rohingya that they're going to be able to find a solution that will allow them to stay in Arakan.
Phil Robertsonning so'zlariga qaraganda, Birmada musulmonlar orasida tushkunlik kayfiyati tobora keng tarqalib boryapti. Odamlar Rakhayn shtatida yashash mumkin ekaniga ko'zi yetmayapti. Shu bois ham ular kemaga o'tirib boshqa yurtlarga bosh olib ketmoqda. Shu paytgacha 25 ming fuqaro Birmani tark etgan, deydi u. Robertson musulmon aholi ham tanazzul, ham ochlikdan sillasi qurigani, bu esa salomatlik bilan bog'liq jiddiy muammolarga yetaklashi mumkin ekanini alohida ta'kidlaydi.
It is a slow-moving humanitarian disaster that is going to
Yomg'ir mavsumi boshlanganidan keyin Birma kasalliklar epidemiyasi xavfi bilan yuzlashishi aniq, deydi mutaxassis. Birmada musulmonlar aholining qariyb 4% ni tashkil etadi. Nasiba Tohir, Amerika ovoz radiosi.